Good morning. Greetings in the name of Jesus. Can you give the Lord a good praise this morning? Can we put up 2 Kings? If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 16 to 20. Let's read this word together. Somebody say, suddenly. He's the God of the suddenly. Hallelujah. Verse 16. And if you read from 15, it says, Elisha called for the musicians. And when the musicians began to play, verse 16, and he said, thus says the Lord. Thus says who?
The Lord.
Thus says who?
The Lord.
Thus says who?
The Lord.
Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. If you know anything about a valley is dry. Right? Just for some context, a valley is usually dry. But what the Lord says, make the valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind. You see, we're going to get back. You shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet, okay, you don't see anything happen in your life. But what God is saying is to make preparation for it. You're expecting God to move. He's saying, make preparation. Dig some ditches that I may fill it. You see, what happens is sometimes we become so consumed with our troubles and we do not do anything for God to make a move. I want you to dig a ditch with your worship. Dig a ditch with your praise. Dig a ditch with your time in the house of God. Prepare a place. Build a platform for God to do something in your life. The prophet said to them, dig ditches in the valley. In the valley where you least expect God is going to show up. For you shall not see wind. Don't worry how it's going to happen. Too often we say, God, use this person, use that person, cause your financial increase to come through your job. Listen, he said, you're not going to see wind, because when rain is about to come, you normally see wind. It gets a little windy, it gets a little cloudy, but God said, don't look for wind. Don't look for rain even to fill the ditches. Yet, that valley, you got to track with me. Even though you don't see wind or you don't see rain, he said, yet the valley shall be filled. Yet the valley shall be filled with water. Yet the valley shall be filled with water. Yet the valley shall be filled with water. Your family not getting saved. God is gonna do it. You don't know how he's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. He's the God. Come on, give me some volume. Give me volume. He's the God of the turnaround. He's the God of the impossible. He's the way maker where there seems to be no way. Somebody praise him. Rekatalabasata, Roba Kosata, Reba Shata da Masaya, He Kanda Babababo, Rosatata, Rekanda da Masaya. I came for my breakthrough. I came for my breakthrough. I don't know about you, but I came here for my breakthrough. I came here for my breakthrough. I need God to do some big things in my life. I need God to open some doors. I need God to close some doors. I need God to open new avenues. From my suddenly, I don't see no rain, I don't see no wind. All I see is valleys of shadows of death. But I will not fear the evil, I will not fear the giants in front of me. No, I'm digging ditches. I'm digging a ditch this morning. Dig your ditch by faith. Dig your ditch by faith. Dig, prepare a way for God to move in your life. Dig your ditch. I'm digging my ditch.
clearing a way for God to move. Hallelujah. Dig your ditch. Because I'm expecting God to move in my life. I'm expecting God to move in my family. I'm expecting God to move in this church. So I'm making way. I'm digging my ditches.
Says the Lord, you're not gonna see wind, you shall not see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, somebody say you, tell yourself me, so that I, so that I, so that I may have water. Say, Lord, water me. Water me, Jesus. Every plant needs water. He said, I should be like a tree planted by rivers of water. There will be no dryness. There will be no dryness. I will not wither, but I'm going to flourish. I'm not going to look half dead. I'm going to be full of life, because Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and life more abundant. Somebody shout. Don't hold on. We're not shouting for what has happened. We're not shouting for what he did, but we're shouting for what he's gonna do. Can I get a shout? Anointed to possess, you're anointed to possess, you're anointed to be blessed, you are the blessed of the Lord, you are the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath, you are the first and not the last, act like it, shout. So that you, and not only you, your cattle, meaning those who are connected to you, are going to be blessed. Everyone around you are going to be blessed. What you put your hand on, it shall be blessed. Didn't the word say, who you bless shall be blessed? So come on, somebody, thank God that you will be a blessing. Shout that you're going to be a blessing. Shout that he's going to make you an Esther. Shout that he's going to make you a Joseph. Shout that you're going to be like Abraham, your daddy. Shout! And your animals may drink. Now some things look difficult to us, but look what verse 18 says. Is it up there, 18? Is it up? Come guys, put up 18. Is it there now? And let's read together. And this, come on, together. And this is a what? Is it hard for God? Is it hard for God? Come on, somebody. This is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also not just bless you, but he's going to also crush your enemies. He said he will also deliver the Moabites into your hands. Somebody praise God. He said he will crush your enemies. It may look hard for you. It may look like you're at the end of the road. But somebody needs to latch on to Jesus. It is simple for Jesus. It is easy for Jesus. What did Mary says? Mary says, angel, how shall this be seeing that I don't have a man? It's Father's Day. And many women may say, the man left me. The man made me pregnant. And the man jumped fence. But I'm here to tell you, the God that you have, he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you, but he will be to the end. Your children will grow up to be great. They will grow up to be the head and not the tail. They will grow up to be the ones that have dominion over the earth. They will be fruitful. They will be multiplied. They will be creative. They will be replenishers. They will be restorers. They're not going to be breakers, but they're going to be bridges. They're going to be menders. Somebody shout. Yes, they shall. Somebody say, yes, they shall. Come on, declare over the children. Yes, they will. It is easy for God. Say it is easy for God. It's a simple matter. What is hard for you and I is easy for God. Ah, for with God all things are possible. Tell somebody, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. He has more for us. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, somebody say also. Come on, God is into surplus. God is not just to give you deliverance, no. He wants to give you surplus. Tell somebody, we're going, come musicians, we're going for the surplus. Tell him, God has a surplus. Put your name on it. Find a neighbor. Find a neighbor. God has a surplus. Put your name on it. Say it. Tell him again, God has a surplus. Put your name on it. Hallelujah. Glory. 19. Somebody say also. Tell somebody also. Look at them nice and say also. You shall attack every fortified city. Tell them blessings. After blessings, blessings after blessings, and nothing can hold it back. What is for me? Yes, it will be. Tell him, what is for me? Yes, it shall be. Hey! Every fortified city, meaning every strong city, everything that looks impossible, God is getting ready to empower you to kick down those fortified walls. God is getting ready to give you the strength like Samson, that you would run through thousands, you would lead through troops. It wouldn't be one and two, it would be legions, 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 because he's giving you the power. He has anointed you. Stop settling for least. Stop settling for the less. Go for the killer. Go for the big. Go for great. Come on, church. Go for great. You see what happens? We grow up in our circles seeing the least. We grow up small house, barely have money, barely making it. So guess what? Our mindset is on program. And we believe that we will suffer all our life. And when your kids want something nice, you say, no, but I grew up in one shoe. Why you need three? Somebody say, I'm going for the also. Tell them, I'm going for the also.
Tell him I'm going in for the all. So I'm not telling you to waste, but I'm telling you to expect the best. I'm telling you to anticipate greatness, because he said you're gonna what? The strong city, you're gonna have possession of it. It says every choice. Choice mean good. Choice means beautiful. Choice means precious. Choice means the best will be yours. If I was in the congregation and somebody said that, I would have shouted unto God. I'm just telling you what I would have done. And you shall cut down every good tree and stop up every spring of water and ruin every good piece of land with stones. Let's go to 20. Now it happened in the morning when? The word says weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I want to tell you, sometimes your night is long, but morning is coming. Tell somebody, morning is coming. In the morning, when the grain offering, the what? Tell somebody, bring your offering. You got to offer something to God. You got to offer your time. You got to offer your talent. You got to offer your heart. You got to offer your strength. You got to offer all that you have. Not just money. God is looking for your heart first. God is looking for your mind second. God is looking for your body right after that. All that is within you. And if those things are his, the money is going to be his. You're not going to have a trouble to give. You're not going to have a problem to give. God is looking for us to be a people that would offer our everything. Watch me now. We're going. Tell him we're going. When the grain offering was offered, listen, if you don't offer God anything, don't look for it for him to give you what you're looking for. God already did the giving. God so loved the world that he gave. He did his giving. Now, when you receive his giving, all the treasures are locked up in there. Once you receive Christ, you can get all these promises. But now, dears, you're now, you have a responsibility to give over yourself to God and to surrender to him and to love him and serve him and to give him all that is within you. But here, they weren't talking about their heart. The morning, the grain offering was an offering they brought on the altar and they put it before the Lord. Tell him there has to be action. Come, no, you got to work with me. Don't get tired enough. I'm almost done. Tell somebody there must be action. There must be an expression of your heart. You see, when you bring your tithes and your offering, you know what you're doing there? You're reflecting the condition of your heart. That's all you're doing. Your reflection, this. So good, we're here. Now, it says, after the grain offering was offered, that suddenly, what happened? How did it happen? Were they expecting it to happen then? No, let me help you. They were expecting because God told them it was happening. But they didn't know when, they didn't know where, nor did they know how. Because they're accustomed to wind and they're accustomed to rain. But God said, suddenly, it says, suddenly water came by the way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. All of the ditches that they dug. Listen, water did not come from Israel. Water came from the place of the heathen. Yeah. Water did not flow from Jerusalem. Water came from the side of the opposition. And God caused the blessing. The Bible says the wealth of the heathen are laid up for the righteous. Somebody needs to praise God. For the suddenly, let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Sing it out. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Sing it out. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Suddenly, we thank you, Father. Suddenly, we thank you, Father. Suddenly, oh God, thank you, Father. Suddenly, thank you, Father. Suddenly, thank you, Father. Suddenly, if you got a need, come to the altar. We're gonna pray. You got a need, come to the altar. Whatever you're believing God for, come to the altar as a sign of you bringing your offering, as a sign of you surrendering, as a sign of you saying, God, I want your intervention in my life. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Suddenly, oh, thank you, Father. Suddenly, oh, God. I thank you, Father, suddenly. I thank you, Father,
suddenly. Thank you, Father,
suddenly. Whatever you believe in, God, come to the altar. Oh, thank you, Father,
suddenly.
Thank you, Father,
suddenly.
Worship him, worship him, worship him. Come worship him, man, worship him. Lift those hands. Oh, thank you, Father,
suddenly.
Shatara Baba, Roke Sabakano, Rokana Mama Mama Sata, thank you for that.
Suddenly,
oh, thank you for that. Suddenly, sing, let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Oh, let the waters flow. Oh, let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow.
Let the waters flow.
Just tell the Lord while you're at the altar. Tell it to him. Rabako sanda da mama shata da basaya. Re kanda ramosata. Re shata da ba kanda ramosa. I pray God that the suddenly will visit your people. Let the suddenly, let this next 7 days be 7 days of suddenly. Let this next 7 days be days of suddenly. I decree and I declare that God, you are moving on their behalf, that you're opening, oh God, you're opening the floodgates. Oh, Rasata, just like you did it, suddenly, as they stand at this altar and they dig a ditch, I decree and declare that the ditch shall be full. The ditch shall be full. The ditch shall be full. Roba kasata. Reba kousana namasaya. Reba shianda raba kandorobosa. Those who need healing, let healing flow. Those who need an encounter with Jesus, let it flow. Those that need a filling of the Holy Ghost, let it flow. Let the waters flow. So let the waters flow.
Waters flow.
Let the waters flow. So let the water flow. Let the healing flow. So let the blessings flow. Let deliverance flow. Raka, let deliverance flow. let freedom flow. Oh, just let it flow. I decree and declare complete deliverance. Every demonic oppression, I decree and declare total liberty and freedom. In the name of Jesus, God, touch your son, touch him. Holy Ghost, touch him. Heal his body. Somebody put your hand on him. Let healing flow. Let power flow. Let anointing flow. Let victory flow. In the name of Jesus, let peace flow. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, thank you for this suddenly. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the suddenly. Over this church, let the suddenly flow. Let the suddenly flow. Let the harvest run in like crazy. Suddenly. Suddenly, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.